Right out of Ripley. I am well aware from the very beginning of this colloquy between you and I that I cannot expect your sophisticated and, shall we say, predetermined mind to accept the position I am in without total rejection. But I beg of you to withhold your disbelief, as well as your unrestrained laughter, and afford me the opportunity of fully revealing my condition before you arrive at a final misjudgment of a situation with which you do not possess one iota of comprehension, damn it. I did not accomplish this on my own, and who did, I cannot say, and what will come of it, I cannot tell, but it is a fact. I am a cat with total recall. In some ways, that is a help. In others, it is a hell. Please restrain your impulse to depart, because I am desperate for your confidence, as I am about to expose additional information that may astonish you further. Before I was a cat, I was a person. My name was Morris Minsky. Mo, for short. When Mo died, whatever may happen to souls, this is what happened to his. And though you may remain skeptical, and I don't blame you, Mo was changed or made over or put back as a cat. Me. Moki. Among the many exceptional attributes Mo had, he was also a hip character, if I may employ the vernacular current at the time, besides being an inveterate teller of tales. It became apparent to me that the main reason I must have been, I hesitate to use the word, reincarnated, was to ensure the preservation of those tales. How, you may well ask, can a cat, even a hip cat, be expected to tell stories? He can't. But the mysterious powers we all worship, in some form or another, even if only to avoid being looked down upon as pagans, have enabled me to discover a mouthpiece for Mo. And God only knows what Mo thinks about all this. But here they are, Mo Minsky's marvelous mysis. And if you don't know what that means, ask anybody in Katz's Delicatessen.